Big Les's League, an all rugby league experience.
Hello, welcome back to Big Les's League, an all rugby league experience. Let's go through your Super Saturday of Rugby League. We've got the Warriors taking on the Manly Seagulls, the Parramatta Eels taking on the Cowboys, and then the Rabbitohs taking on the Sharkies. It's going to be a tough game for the Rabbitohs, obviously coming off some pretty gnarly losses and not looking too good at the moment. Can they get the win over the Sharkies? We'll have to wait and see. Let's talk about the Warriors and the Manly Seagulls first. This one's going to be one of the better games of the weekend. Obviously, both of these sides are going very well at the moment. Both of these sides playing some really solid football. It is going to be a tough one, especially with Manly having a little bit of a record against New Zealand as well. But let's go through these lineups for the Warriors. We've got Chance Nicol-Klockstad at fullback. We've got Dallin Mutahi-Selezniak and Marcelo Montoya on the wings. We've got Rocco Berry and Roger Tuivasa-Sheck in the centres. Tamate Martin and Sean Johnson in the halves. Adam Fanua-Blake and Mitch Barnett in the front row. Wade Egan at 9. Jackson Ford and Kurt Capewell in the back row with Tohu Harris at 13. Chanel Harris-Tavita, Tom Allais, Jazz Tavanga and Jacob Laban on the bench there for the Wars. For the Manly Seagulls, we've got Tom Trbojevic at fullback. We've got Tommy Talau and Jackson Baulo on the wings. Tolutau Kula and Ben Trbojevic in the centres. We've got Luke Brooks and Daly Cherry-Evans in the halves. Taniela Paseka and Josh Aloye in the front row with Lachie Croker at 9. We've got Hamole Olakau'atu and Corey Waddell in the back row. Jake Trbojevic at 13. We've got Carl Lawton, Ethan Bullimore, Tofoa Sipley, and Aaron Woods coming onto the bench with Nathan Brown being a late out of this side. Hopefully, there is no big injury concern there for Nathan Brown. Hopefully, something minor for him to be out of this game. But Aaron Woods comes in to the side in jersey number 19. And especially with the impact that Nathan Brown made last week coming off the bench, the intensity came into the game with. It is going to be a pretty decent loss for this Manly Seagulls side just in terms of impact off the bench. But Tofoa Sipley, he did very well coming off the bench last week as well. Ethan Bullimore is always good off the bench, and Aaron Woods, I'm sure, will do a great job in replacing Nathan Brown. Now, the Warriors at home, a lot of people are going to go with the Warriors here. Obviously, they have a great record at home at the moment. They are at Go Media Stadium, and they have had a pretty decent record at Go Media Stadium as well. If we go to the stats we had from the NRL show for BTFU the other night when I just get them up, we had some pretty decent stats going the way of the Warriors. The Warriors have won all three home games on a Saturday at Mount Smart last season. This is Go Media Stadium, so I think they're different. But, you know, a record in New Zealand there is something to definitely not take lightly. As for the Manly Seagulls, though, this is where it gets interesting. They're 67% at Go Media Stadium, their win rate. And they've got a 10-4 record on a Saturday over the Wars. So, definitely stats going the way of both teams here. But I am going to take the Manly Seagulls. I think that the way that they've been playing with Brooksy being really, really good at the moment with his running game and also his just ability to create something out of nothing. Daly Cherry-Evans as well. I thought that he was terrific last week. I think he's going to have another big week here. And then Tommy Turbo, I think, has really started to get more and more comfortable in that one jersey every single week. Yes, he had an off week the other week, but last week, he sort of came back into his own. I think that he's going to have a big game here against the Wars, especially with how well the Warriors played last week. Chance of a clock start having a blinder. Obviously, Sean Johnson having an absolute blinder as well with Tamari Martin in the halves as well. The Warriors are the favourites going into this game, so it just goes to show how well the Warriors are playing at the moment. The main factor who is going to win this game is going to be in the middle. Adam Fanua-Blake going up against Taniela Paseka. Mitch Barnett going up against Josh Aloye. This forward battle is going to be really, really interesting, especially when both of these forward packs usually start the game well. Wade Egan as well being one of the better hookers at the moment in the competition, going up against Lachie Croker. Jackson Ford against Hamole Olakau'atu. Kurt Catewell going up against Corey Waddell, who moves into the back row for Ben Trbojevic, who goes into the centres. That move is going to be interesting as well. Obviously, Tolutau Kula and Tommy Talau are on that left-hand side. So Ben Trbojevic, you'd think, would move to the other side of the field. Not only moving into the centres, but moving to the other side of the field from where he usually defends. That right side for the Manly Seagulls might be a little bit of a defensive issue, letting in guys like Roger Tuivasa-Sheck and Marcelo Montoya. So if you are going to pick a try scorer, potentially go around the way of Roger Tuivasa-Sheck running up against Ben Trbojevic. That might be a bit of a cheat code there. But going back to this forward battle, Tohu Harris and Jake Trbojevic as well. That 13 battle is going to be massive, especially with the defensive intensity that these guys play with. But also Tohu Harris and his running game has been great over the past few weeks. Very excited to see how Chanel Harris-Tavita is used in that number 14 jersey this week. Whether he comes on at 9, whether he comes on roams. I'm very excited to see where he comes into the game. And also Jacob Laban. Does he come in the middle? Does he come in on an edge? How many minutes is he going to get? I don't think he got too many minutes last week for the Warriors. Now, how is this game going to go? I'm going to go the way of the Manly Seagulls, as we did on the BTFU show. Manly Seagulls to win. We've got the Manly Seagulls to cover the line too at the moment, but that's not in this bet. Obviously, that's in BTFU. I'm going to go the Manly Seagulls to win. I'm going to go Roger Tuivasa-Sheck. We spoke about it. Ben Trbojevic moving into the centres. It looks like he's going to be playing right centre. I think that's going to be a bit of a defensive issue, especially since he's moving to the other side of the park. I think Roger Tuivasa-Sheck does score a try while Ben Trbojevic is warming into this game. Tolutau Kula is in our try-scoring trifecta on BTFU. That starts today. So make sure, if you haven't already, get onto the Crossbet app and lock in that Les's try-scorer bingo because it obviously starts today. It starts today. Don't miss out. You only need 3 of the 5 try scorers to win this multi. So make sure, if you haven't already, download the Crossbet app, go to the BTFU hub, and Les's try scorer bingo will be there, and you can put it on in one click. Now, make sure to go to the same game multi feature of the Manly Seagulls and Warriors game and chuck this one on as well. Tolutau Kula to score in our try scorer trifecta. He's in our multi as well. We've also got Roger Tuivasa-Sheck to score a try against Ben Trbojevic with the Manly Seagulls to win. $17, ladies and gentlemen. $17. Perfect, perfect value for your Super Saturday. Let's get into the next game. We've got the Parramatta Eels taking on the North Queensland Cowboys, who are the favourites in this one. Obviously going to be a very tight game at CommBank Stadium. The Parramatta Eels, they do have a bit of a record at CommBank, though. The Parramatta Eels. Eels have won all games at CommBank against the Cowboys, and last 3 games were 1-12 affairs. Para have also won 2 out of their last 3 games against the Cowboys. For the Cowboys, though, North Queensland are 5 win and 12 losses away on a Saturday since 2020. So the record, not really with the Cowboys here, but just with the footy that they've been playing and just with the footy that the Parramatta Eels have been playing, I'm going against the stats. I'm going with the Cowboys in this one, but let's go through the lineups. For the Parramatta Eels, they've made some massive changes here. Obviously, Mike Acevo dropping out of this 17. We got Gutho at fullback. We got Bailey Simonson taking Mike Acevo's spot on that left edge with Sean Russell on the right wing. We've got Will Penasini and Morgan Harper in the centres. We've got Dejan Arce coming into the number 6 jersey with Blaise Talangi dropping to the reserves. Dylan Brown is at halfback. We've got Regan Campbell-Gillard and Junior Bowler in the front row with Joey Lussick at 9. We've got Sean Lane and Bryce Cartwright in the back row. Jermaine Hopgood at 13. Luca Morietti, Ryan Madison, Joe Offahane-Gawai, and Kelma Tuolungi on the bench. Keep an eye on Blaise Talangi, though. I don't think he is going to be fully out of this game. There is word that he's going to come in for Morgan Harper at left center. So we'll have to wait and see on that one. As for the Cowboys, we've got Scotty Drinkwater at fullback, Kyle Felt and Murray Taulungi on the wings, Valentine Holmes and Tom Chester in the centers. Obviously, Zach Labutt out for the season with an ACL injury. We've got Tom Dearden and Chad Townsend in the halves, Jordan McLean and Jason Taumalolo in the front row, Reece Robson at 9. We've got Kulekefu, Fine Fuyaki, and Jeremiah Nanai in the back row with Ruben Cotter at 13. We've got Jake Granville, Griffin Neame, Sam McIntyre, and Jack Gosiewski coming off the bench there. Gajewski, Gosiewski, however you say it, that's who's on the bench there in jersey number 17. As for how this game is going to go, the forward battle is going to be tough. Junior Bolo taking on Jason Taumalolo. Jordan McLean, who's been quite good this year, taking on Regan Campbell-Gillard. Joey Lussick and Reece Robson. This nine battle is going to be great as well. Obviously, both of these nines probably going to be playing the full 80 minutes. Then you move into the back row. We've got Kulekefu, Fine Fuyaki going up against Sean Lane, Bryce Cartwright, and Jeremiah Nanai. And then, obviously, Jermaine Hopgood taking on Ruben Cotter, the battle of the 13s there. This forward battle is going to be very interesting, and it's going to be the main deciding factor for me for this game. It is going to be one of those tight games through the middle for me. Obviously, they've got a lot of flair in their outside backs, both of these sides. So it is going to be that tight game in the middle, but it could also be a bit of a touch football game, as we said on BTFU. This game could also be a very, very fast one. Obviously, a lot of flair, as we said, in the outside backs with Morgan Harper, Tommy Chester, Valentine Holmes, Murray Taulagi, Bailey Simonson. So much flair in the back line for both of these sides. It is going to be a very exciting game and very keen to see where this game goes, what type of game, it's going to be. But I am going to go with the Cowboys here as the favourites. I think they do get the job done over the Parramatta Reels just based on how the form's been over the past few weeks. You take the Cowboys to beat the Parramatta Reels head-to-head in the same game, a multi-feature of Crossbet. Then you take Bryce Cartwright, who is in our try-scorer multi, our try-scorer bingo for Crossbet to score a try as well in this game. You also take Murray Taulagi to score a try here on that left wing. I think he does go over the line. You take all three of those bets, the Cowboys head-to-head. You take Bryce Cartwright and Murray Taulagi. You get $10. Great bang for your buck there. Adding a back rower does add a bit of value, and I think that's how this game is going to go. Bryce Cartwright with a blinder. Murray Taulagi to score a try in this game after a solid game from him last week with the Cowboys to get the job done over an Eels side who isn't in the best form at the moment, or at least definitely not after last week. The Rabbitohs take on the Sharks is the final game of your Super Saturday. For the Rabbitohs, they've obviously made a massive amount of changes. Obviously, Tyrone Munro comes back from injury into this side. Jai Gray comes in for the suspended Latrell Mitchell. Sean Kepi and Talis Duncan have also been dropped out of the 17, as well as the big one, Damien Cook, out of this side, out of this 17. He is the 18th man. So disrespectful to Damien Cook, but we've talked about that enough. We're just going to talk about this game. We're going to talk about the players that are in this 17. A lot of changes, as we said, to these sides. As for the Sharkies, Britton Nakora comes back after injury. After suspension. And we also have Toby Rudolph coming back into this side as well. It looks like Toby Rudolph will be coming back into the 17 late, maybe for a Tuku Haltupua, maybe for a Sia Sivatalakai. We'll have to wait and see, maybe even for a Billy Burns. He'll be coming into this 17, I imagine, late. It'll be a late inclusion. But it is a massive in. It is a massive in for the Cronulla Sharks, who are definitely the favourites in this game on against the Rabbitohs. And for the Rabbitohs to be $3.70 at home, it is just, you know, danger signs really for South Sydney. It is the last quote-unquote 24 hours of Jason Demetriou's career. So hopefully the Rabbitohs stand up for their coach. We'll see how much they stand up for their coach in this game. For the Rabbitohs, we've got Jai Gray at fullback. We've got Tyrone Munro and Tane Milne on the wings. We've got Jack Whiten and Isaiah Tass in the centres. I imagine Tane Milne will move over to that left-hand side. Tyrone Munro would be playing right wing. We've got Cody Walker and Dean Hawkins in the halves. Tevita Tola and Tom Burgess in the front row. Peter Mamanzoulis at nine. We've got Keon Kalomatungi and Jacob Host in the back row. Cameron Murray at 13, Michael Cheekham, Saliva Havili, Shakai Mitchell, and Davey Mowali on the bench. For the Sharkies, we've got Will Kennedy at fullback. We've got Sione Katoa and Ronaldo Mulitalo on the wings. We've got Jesse Ramian and Kale Iro in the centers. Braden Trindle and Nico Hines in the halves. Tom Hazelton and Oregon Kafusi in the front row. Blake Braley at 9. Britton Nicara and T. Woolton are in the back row with Cameron McInnes at 13. Billy Burns, Jack Williams, CSC Fatalakai, and Tuku Hautapua on the bench there for the Sharkies. I think the Sharkies get a lot more go forward in this game. I think they end up getting the job done here over the South Sydney Rabbitohs, who aren't playing the best footy at the moment. I think South Sydney, you know, I could be very wrong about this, but I think they do put up a fight, especially for their coach, who looks to be on the outer at the moment. I think that it's going to be a very different game from South Sydney as well. I think they're going to be playing a lot faster footy. Jai Gray, you know, we talked about Latrell Mitchell, how he needs to get more involved, obviously, getting more runs of the football. Jai Gray is that guy to run 24 runs in a game and just create havoc around the defense. Jai Gray is going to be an absolute freak in this game. I think that he is going to score a try, and we'll talk about that in a second. But Jai Gray is going to be a big factor in this game for South Sydney. I think Cody Walker needs to get more involved as well. He needs to put his hand up a little bit more. He has been, you know, very silent in games. I think that he needs to have some more runs as well. I think that him and Dean Hawkins need to communicate a little bit better. Dean Hawkins is very Lachie Ilias at the moment. He's not really communicating with his side. He needs to stand up and have a little bit of a voice as well. I think that's the way that South Sydney win. It's what South Sydney have needed since round one this year when they had Lachie Ilias in the seven. They needed a seven that's going to communicate, that's going to be the general. It's exactly what they need. Cody Walker, they just need him to play his footy. They need him to get out of whatever mindset he's in at the moment, where he's not running the football, where he's not getting involved, where he's just protesting, it looks like, against the side at the moment. He needs to, you know, play with the side. Cody Walker. And then Jack Whiten's going to be a huge factor in this game as well on that left edge. What he can do with the football, standing up with Latrell Mitchell out, getting more runs. He's going to be an absolute freak after 2 weeks of absolute freakishness from him already in the centres. The forward battle for me is going to be massive as well for South Sydney. Tevita Totola and Tom Burgess being not the best through the middle. Obviously, their forwards looking very melancholy at the moment for South Sydney. They need to stand up in the middle of the park, and that's going to start with their skipper, Cameron Murray. As for the Sharkies, again, the forward battle is going to be huge, and getting Toby Rudolph back in this side is going to be massive. Obviously, the nine experience is going to be big as well. Peter Mamanzoulas not having the best week, not blowing, you know, blowing the park away. You know, at nine the other week, I don't know why Damien Cook would have been dropped for him to start, unless they're going for those New South Wales Cup combinations. He's a good player to player Peter Mamanzoulas, and I have no doubt he's going to replace Damien Cook when his time is done, but that's not yet. And Damien Cook was one of the better footy players in this side, you know, in the opening weeks of the competition. Yes, didn't have the best week last week, but he has been one of the more consistent players and one of the better players to start the season. But Blake Braley, that experience at nine, his combination with Nico Hines, it is going to be the difference. And Nico Hines himself is going to be the difference as well with his kicking game and his direction as well. I think he's going to be a massive difference, especially if they play anything like they did last week. The Sharks are going to put a cricket score on here. Ronaldo Mulitalo, Kale Iro on that left-hand side as well. So, so dangerous. And then when CSF Talakai comes on, onto an edge and plays with those guys as well. So dangerous. And Will Kennedy there at fullback again. Experience is going to be a difference in this game as well. So who wins this game? I think I've made it pretty obvious. I think the Sharks get the job done over the South Sydney Rabbitohs. You go to your same game multi-feature in Crossbet. You put the Sharks to win over the Rabbitohs. In terms of my anytime try scorers, we've got another guy in our try-scoring trifecta in this side. We've got Jai Gray. Jai Gray to score a try on debut. As I said, he is going to be that guy that takes, you know, more than 10 to 15 runs a game. He's going to be taking more like 25 runs a game. He is going to be an absolute freak in this footy side, and hopefully he gets the confidence to stand up, to make plays, and to get very involved in this side as well. Jai Gray to score a try on debut. And then I've also got Ronaldo Mulitalo as an absolute gimme to score a try in this game as well. You put Jai Gray, you put Ronaldo Mulitalo into this multi as well. With the Sharks to get the job done over the South Sydney Rabbitohs, you are getting $15 redos. Great value to finish off your Super Saturday. I mean, look at these multis. $17, $10, and then $15. You're getting your bang for your buck here, and these guys will score a try. Make sure if you're going to be putting a bet on today, you do it with Crossbet, but most importantly, you do it responsibly, and you set a deposit limit. That's full time. See you in the next one.